I don't see, I guess a lot of it depends on what you think God can do and not do. As one person pointed out, as human beings, we can take metal and piece it together that will hold a number of human beings alive underwater for our months. Certainly the God of the universe ought to be able to appoint a fish to keep one human alive for 3 days. So I think part of that depends on whether, how big our God is, and whether we are going to accept the miraculous or not. It's a miraculous story, but the means by which Jonah is kept from drowning, by the way, is to be swallowed by a fish and then vomited up on earth. The other thing you have to realize is that Jesus himself uses that as a model for his death, burial, and resurrection. And it's hard to see how Jesus would put that much emphasis on Jonah's being in the belly of a fish, of a great fish, when it really is not, is something that didn't happen. In other words, it's hard for me to see how Jesus would refer to that when in effect it's just an allegory or just a story, because Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is a literal death, burial, and resurrection, and he sees a model of that in what happened to Jonah, so I see Jonah as occurring literally as well. We have to be careful not to eliminate a story like Jonah just because we may have some prejudice against the supernatural.